And they've been causing quite a stir on the continent. It's a sort of youth organisation, non-factional nationalist youth organisation. And our next speaker is part of this movement. He is Marcus Villinger, and he's written a book called Generation Identity, now in English, for sale at the back of this room. He will even autograph it for you. This is a very good book. He's 21 years old, and this is a very good book. It takes the format of a letter to the 1968 generation, those new left types who have destroyed our culture and civilization. A letter accusing them of what they've done. It's a very good point in this book. 2 points I'll mention. He says, I'll quote ad lib, he says, 4 things matter. How to live life, what to live for, and how to die, and what to die for. Very good. Okay. And something else he says here. The 68 generation freed us from everything. They freed us from this, from that, from obligations, from responsibilities, from religion, from everything, right? But, and now we're free. We're totally free. We're totally free. Splendid. But free to do what? Free for what? Freedom for what? And his answer is freedom to find our way back to ourselves. So without further ado, please, Marcus Villinger, will you please find your way to the podium and speak to us? Generation Identity. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen. I'm Marcus Villinger. I'm Marcus Villinger from Austria. I was invited to speak here, and I want to use this opportunity to speak about the new idea and the new movement that is spreading in Europe, about the identitarians. So this time I have to use the script. The identitarian idea is something totally new, and we need something new in Europe, because Europe is dying. Our nations are dying. And with every day, we Europeans become weaker and weaker. With every day, we lose power. Every day brings us closer to our final end. We all know that. We always knew that. But nevertheless, those Europeans who wanted to save Europe spent the last years arguing with each other. They spent their time discussing about minor points, discussing about the attitude according to the Middle East, while the left took control over the media, and while the rulers today did everything to destroy our identity. These arguments between the defenders of Europe must end. We must concentrate on the only question that matters in our day. The question, will Europe survive or will it die forever? As long as Europe is dying, are all other questions pointless, meaningless, and ridiculous. The question is, live or die. That's why we need the identitarian idea and the identitarians in Europe, because we focus on this one question. Maybe you have already heard about the identitarians in Europe, at least you have now. We are a political organization, but no political party. I will later explain why we are no party, and why we only in seldom cases take part in elections. We see ourselves as the defender of our European identity, and as the first fighters for the reconquest of Europe. What we try to do is make pressure towards the politicians. We believe that the politics in Europe will only change if we force them to do so. We believe that's not enough just to say we are against something. It's not enough just to vote every four years. We have to be on the streets. We have to show our protest. It can't be that Europe is dying and Europeans are against it, and they are against it, but they never showed any sign of protest. Look at the left. When the left wants something, they make pressure, they make pressure, they make pressure, and finally they get it. Yeah. 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 Just because the politicians are afraid, they're afraid about the people, they don't want to do something controversial, and if the people stand up, they will say, okay, okay, let's do that. But we never stood up. We only say it in rooms, we're against it, we in the majority of the Europeans was always against mass immigration, but we had never the courage to stand up and say, no, we don't want that. So the left did that, even if they were less than we are, actually. So that's what we try to do. We try to do actions on the streets. We also do other things, writing books and holding speeches and that stuff. But we believe that the most important thing the youth has to do today is to do actions. Very famous are two actions the French identitarians did this year and last year. First, they occupied last year the Mosque of Poitiers. They did this with 50 men. They did this to the anniversary of the famous battle of Tours and Poitiers, where Charles Martel, just speak about that, right? Okay, where Charles Martel defeated the Arabic invasion. So this was a sign of reconquista, a sign of Europe fighting against foreign invasions. And they occupied exactly at this weekend the Mosque of Poitiers to show, actually, again, there's a threat. Again, there's an invasion, and it's time to stand up. And this action made the Identitarians famous all over Europe. And they were in all medias, so, and it was, to be honest, the best action we had in the last decades. So I can't imagine of anything else which was that brave and really great action. Can't just congratulate to the French guys. Another action was this year, when the French Identitarians occupied the headquarter of the Socialist Party in Paris. That means the president of France is part of the Socialist Party. They just occupied it. There's a great video on YouTube, it's really impressive. And they occupied it to show we're against that. And they showed that you can do a lot of things. You just must do it, you just must protest, and even if they're not so half legal, you can do them. You can do something and you can protest. Another thing was in Vienna during this winter. Now we also have, to make it clear, the motherland of the Identitarians is France. The Identitarians were founded in 2002, and during the last years, we in Austria, Germany, Italy, and other countries tried to also develop identitarian movements. But the best organization is definitely in France. So, shouldn't write one day in French that. But in Vienna, the Austrian identitarians did also a great action. This winter, more than 100 asylants, you know, asylants, the word?
Asylum seekers.
Occupied a great and famous church in Vienna to show that the state treats them so terrible and the government treats them so terrible and as a sign of protest. Actually, the left people came to them and told them, hey, occupy the church, you can throw, show your protest. And all the media said, oh, they're so... so terrible of them, they have to live in a church, and they spend a lot of time, I believe 3 months in this church. And one day, in February, 20 identitarians also occupied this church. And they said, we will not go until they go. We also seek for asyl, because we are afraid about the many foreigners in our country, we seek for political protection. Please, we also want to stay in this church. They were forced to leave by a large group of left and police and other people. But 1 week later, the police removed all asylum seekers of this church because they were afraid about other people doing this. So, about new identitarians occupying that. So, it shows if you just act, you can do something. even if we, the Argentarians are very new in Austria and Germany. We just already started to do some things. So rely on our actions on the streets. Now I want to talk a little bit about the situation about us Argentarians in Germany, where I live at the moment. That's a really funny thing, because the German Identitarians were founded on Facebook. After the occupation of the mosque of Poitiers, one guy just made a Facebook page, Identitäre Bewegung Deutschland, Identitarian Movement Germany. And finally, from all over the country, people liked it, people made local pages, people started to do actions on the streets, smaller actions of course, but they did something. And in a very, very short time, the Identitarians in Germany had 50 local groups, so nearly every bigger city. At the moment, we are finding out which of the many, many people who wanted to join a movement are really good. Because it's very easy to say, I join a movement on Facebook, but it's not so easy to join it on the street. So that's what we in Germany are doing at the moment, to transform it from Facebook to the reality. In some cities, as in Hannover, for example, if you know that, we have managed that. In other cities, we are working on it. But yes, it's a. Also, the French Italians were very surprised that in only some weeks, that large identitarian group appeared in Germany. That was really, no one had expected that. So 1 year ago we had nothing, and now we have a movement. So that can go very, very fast if you just do something, if there are just some people who act. So against whom do we identitarians fight? We fight, I call them in my book, the 68ers. In general, we fight against the ideology of equality. So now I have to read a little bit. Today is Europe ruled by the 68ers, the left media, however you call it, by people who want all people to be equal. That's the point. They believe that they could create a better world. That is why they try to make our people equal. Actually, they believe that the differences between people, between men and women, between Europeans and Asians, between Germans and Italians, are the reason for war and conflict. Especially in Germany after the Second World War, the new generation asked, how could that happen? What did we wrong? They said, okay, we have to remove that so-called artificial differences between our groups. So they really believe that actually Europeans and Asians are equal. And if they're not equal, then these differences are social made. If something is social made, you can remove it. That's what they try. And that's also why they say it doesn't matter if millions of non-Europeans come to Europe, because actually we are human and there's no difference between us. But there is a difference. There are differences between men and women, between Germans and Italians, between Europeans and Asians. That's a fact. We see these attempts to make all people equal as a declaration of war to all identities. They want us to be lonely individuals. And that's why we call ourselves identitarian. Because we're the young ones. The identitarian movement is a movement of young people. And we grew up in countries which do not belong to us. We are not allowed to be ourselves. We are not allowed to be who we are, who we are born to be. I'm not allowed to be a man, because in Austria some attempts are made that men and women should wear the same clothes and such stuff. You know, all the, we are not allowed to speak our language because our language is fascist. We have to gender it. I don't know if you have that, but we have in German, we have created many words we're not allowed to say. We have to say, we don't say man, but we don't say, let's say, teacher, which would be the German word for teacher would be Lehrer. We are not allowed to say teacher because that's a masculine word. We have to say Lehrer und Innen. So teachers and teachers. Yeah, you don't have that problem, I believe.
No, no.
But in German, they transform our whole language. And I study political science, and I never do that. I never, we call it gender our language, so you make it gender correct. I never do that, but for that, I get better marks when I present a work I had done, because I didn't gender it. We call it gender. So I know gender in English means something very different, but we call it to gender a text to make it, yes, more politically correct in many ways. We see all these attempts to make people equal as a declaration of war to our identities, and we try to defend our identity. That's why we call ourselves identitarian. We refuse the idea that it would be better if all people were equal. We believe that our world is so wonderful because we have different groups, because we have different civilizations. I can go to China and see something totally different. I can go to the Arabic world and see a different culture. I can talk to women, I know they are different, and it makes life interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, what would that be, a world where we all are equal? It would be a boring world. I wouldn't want to live in such a world. And actually, they try to make all people equal, but they do not succeed. Because all they do is killing Europe, and killing Europe means Europe will be replaced by people who are not as stupid as we are. By Muslims and Africans who don't give up their identity. So it's impossible to create such a world as they want. But the result is the end of Europe, and that's why we have to stop them. The identitarian idea is about Europe becoming European again. It's about us finding again back to our roots. The 20th century, the last century, was the century of ideologies. Many different ideologies tried to transform the world into a better world. And all these ideologies tried to rule the world, to dominate it. Communism, liberalism, also some kinds of fascism, tried to recreate the world, to make it better. We refuse all of these ideologies. We want to give up all abstract ideas. We believe we shouldn't try to make the world better, we should just find back to our roots, find back to our identities, and not try to make the world better by invading the Muslim people to tell them how to live or something like that. So all these attempts to invade other countries, to bring them democracy and to bring them freedom, we refuse that. So. What we want, so we don't focus on everything, things, we focus on Europe. For us, the survival of Europe and our European identity is the only question that matters. What we want to do is to bring Europe back to itself. Today, we Europeans are ignoring our heritage. We are ignoring what our ancestors gave to us. The Europeans today are only interested in the present. They forgot the past and don't care about the future. That's one reason why we are dying. And if Europe has an opportunity to survive, then only when it finds back to its roots and when it finds back its will to survive and to come to, how shall I say, to lead itself into the future. I don't believe that was really English, but okay. We reject any kind of universalism. We don't believe in the one idea that should rule the world. So we support pluralism. And the identitarian idea is for Europe only. So when we say we have the identitarian idea, we do not care about the Chinese people. We say, Chinese people, do what you want. If you want to live in a communistic state, or okay, actually it's no communistic state, but if you want to live in a dictatorship, do it. If you don't want it, then rebel. We don't care about you. So we want to risk your country, but we will not go to China and tell them, oh, your government is terrible, or
You have to move
on. No, we just care about Europe. That's the point. But we'll also never accept others telling us what to do. So if Muslim people say we want Sharia law in Europe, then we'll say no. That won't happen. So to respect other civilizations and other cultures and other identities does not mean to give up our own identity. And to respect the own identity and to fight for it does not mean to hate other identities. We just say we in Europe want to go our way. It's that what we call ethno-pluralism. You know that phrase from Alain de Benoist. We identitarians accept that there are many different civilizations in our world, and that none of them should dominate the other. We believe that the many different nations, tribes, religions, and civilizations are the real wealth of our planet and our world. That's why we also refuse unlimited globalization. We don't want all cities to become equal. I'm from Vienna, actually from Austria. At the moment I live in Germany. And when I visit London, I want to see something different. I don't want to see the same globalist cities with the same shops, the same people, and I want to see something different. So this attempt to make all cities equal, I want to see something local. I want to see something else. Because globalized cities I have also in Germany.
No water left.
That's why we refuse unlimited globalization, and why we support strong borders to save local identities. But that alone will not be enough to save our continent. To make it clear, we identitarians always think about Europe. That means, I'm German and Austrian, so I love my country, I love my nation. But we always see the whole. We see Europe as one thing. We believe we have the same problems, and we believe that we have to solve these problems together. That's why we identitarians use in every country the same signs, the same, the same symbol, the lambda. Maybe you've seen that, Greek letter, the Sparta used 2,000 years ago. We also use it because we love Sparta. Who does not? So, we are not, to make it clear, we are not for the European Union. We are for a united Europe, but not for this Europe. So, we want to stay together. But when we say we want to save local identities, we also want to save the British identity, the German identity, the French identity. So, we don't want one organization and one. Don't want the European Union telling us how to live. Yeah. Reconquista is our battle call. Many, many political groups that are modern, that try to don't discuss about the past, also become very, you don't really know what they want. In one point, we are definitely unclear. We fight for the reconquista of Europe. That means Europe is the continent of the Europeans and the Europeans only, and of no one else. Those cities who are already under control of non-Europeans must become European again. We won't give away any city, village, field, or river. Europe is our heritage, and without it, we could never be who we are. But we are no fanatics or racists, to make it clear. We want to live peacefully together with our neighbors. We accept their religion and respect their culture. We see the Africans and Muslims as our partners, but there will only be peace between them and us when we Europeans stop our invasions and leave Africa and the Muslim world. leave Afghanistan, leave Iraq. We aren't in Iraq anymore. Yeah. And then on the other hand, the Africans and Muslims leave Europe forever. Yeah. There can't be peace when millions of them live in our cities. It's impossible. It's just a reality. We say it open and clear. Let's talk now a little bit about the book I wrote. This book was quite a surprise. It is now published in German, of course, and English. And many people from different countries ask me if they are allowed to translate it for free. Of course, I say yes, do if you want to do it. So we might publish a French, an Italian, and a Greek edition very soon. And if all of the translators will finish the job, then we will publish it in something like 12 languages, which is really a surprise. Because actually, I never planned to write a book. When you ever look at it, when you ever open it, you will find a foreword from Philippe Audran, a very important French identitarian. A great guy. You should invite him one day. It's really impressive. And then you will find a text which explains something, who we are, what we want. You know that whenever you look at the website of a political organization, you find a who we are text. So, who we are, what we want. And actually, I never planned to write anything else than such a who we are text. That's the beginning of my book. And then people liked it and asked me, write more. I said, okay. I wrote, and one day Arctos asked me for the book rights. I said yes, and yes, here I am. So I'm talking to you. So this book was really a surprise, and yes, I wouldn't have accepted or expected that. So much to that. That's another point, which is very important for us identitarians. Choose your weapons is a slogan I use. Our movement rely on our actions on the street. Our movement relies on our actions on the street. If we are not on the streets, we don't exist. As Philippe Audran, so if we meet in some halls and talk, we do not exist. If we meet on Facebook and write with each other, we do not exist. You exist when you are on the street and when people can't see you. Philippe Audran, the French identitarian guy about which I spoke, said in one speech, the streets are our headquarters. So, the actions on the streets are the most important thing. But the slogan I use quite often is, choose your weapons. That means, whenever I find some guy, and I talk to him, and he tells me, yes, your movement is wonderful, your idea is wonderful, but I can't support it because whatever. There are thousands of reasons. Our same, anyone can support us. Because anyone has a talent. Anyone can do something. I wrote a book, I hold speeches, that's what I focus at the moment. I try to spread the identitarian idea in Europe, especially in those countries where it doesn't exist at the moment. In Malta, one guy just wrote songs and sings them. Some people make websites, whatever, donate money. But everyone has a talent and everyone can do something. So if one tells me he can't do something, I know he don't want to do something. Because if you really want, you will always find a way. So that's very important. Choose your reps. Use your talents. We don't say an identitarian has to do this. No, be creative, do whatever you like to do, what you good can, you will, yes, do where you are good. I should read more and speak less free. Okay, we have actually nearly reached the end of my short speech. I hope you got an impression about the identitarian idea. You will then be able to ask many questions. And what the identitarians are fighting for, to make that clear. The identitarians are the future of Europe. And if Europe has a future, then we are it. We need something new. We can't save this continent without ideas. We need new ideas. And we are a new idea. We are that new idea. If Europe survives, if Europe has a future, then Europe's future will be identitarian. Europe is dying, but we will at least try to save it. Our societies have catched the disease, but we are the cure. Our people are blind, but we will open their eyes. Europe has lost its identity, but we will bring it back. Europe is on the way to become a part of Arabia, but we will make Europe European again. And we will do that by stop talking and start acting. Thank you for listening.
First of all, thank you and congratulations on the excellent speech. Yeah. When you speak of Europe, does that include the Russian Federation? Weißrussland, Ukraine, and Russland?
We have good relationships with the Eastern Europe and with the Eastern Europeans. It does not include Siberia.
No.
It includes the Russians, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Next question. Yes, gentleman, white shirt. Yes.
Right. When you speak of European identity,
yes,
do you think of that identity primarily in terms of race and culture, or do you think of that identity at least partly in terms of religion? I ask the question because at some points in your speech you referred to Africans and Muslims as though Muslims were necessarily non-Europeans. Whereas, of course, a European can be any sort of religion. And I'm just slightly concerned because there are aspects, as I'm sure you know, there are sections of our movement across Europe that in recent years have allowed themselves to become obsessed by religious questions to the exclusion of broader racial and cultural questions. And to some extent in doing so, in my opinion, to play the game of those very 68ers who you rightly identify as our enemy, because if Islam is the enemy of anyone, Islam properly defined, not particular groups of Muslim immigrants, but Islam generally, Islam, I would have thought, is the enemy of those 68ers. We must not allow ourselves to be diverted into Islam or obsession.
A very good question, and you're totally right. I would say I convert now to Islam, I'm still European, of course. So I just say it Muslims because it's an easier word than to say Arabics plus and Pakistani and Turks, and it's just a word for all of them. In general, people mean with Muslims, at least in Austria, non-Europeans. And another thing you said, yes, that's one thing, it's kind of solution we have. At least in Germany. In Germany, we have a movement that says that Islam is the totally bad because they are not as liberal as we are. They still have traditional families. They still have respect. They still have tradition and culture. That's why they are bad. We don't say that. We say we are stupid. We are weak because we have no tradition. We have no culture, and we are the. To an end, that doesn't mean we will not save Europe by hating others because they are not as stupid as we are. We must be hating them again.
Following on from that, can you tell me how important is Christianity going to be in revitalizing Europe?
I can't answer this question in general because the identitarians avoid all questions which could lead to inner struggles. It means we have in the identitarian movements in Europe some very Christian people, some other people who are not Christian. So I can't talk for all identitarians. In general, European identity consists of many elements, and you can, how should I say that?
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but would you not say that Christianity has been such a core part of our culture and identity in Europe? It's something that we cannot afford to lose.
It definitely is an element, but you can't focus on other elements. It's just what's important for Europe. If Europe is for Europe, the Christian Europe, then say, great. Others say, Europe is for me something else, but at least today is not the question. Today is not the question if Europe will be Christian in the future, or if it will be something else. The question is if Europe will survive or die. And that's what we focus on, so that we don't get inner struggles. So we try to avoid such questions which could us lead them to discussions, because we want to stop talking and arguing with each other. We just want to act and do something. So I can't answer that for all
interiors. Next question from here.
You mentioned it in your speech that the most important thing for European people is the action, to act, to do something, and to demonstrate on the streets. But let's say, what will happen if the governments, they say, okay, you demonstrated a lot, we give you the power, what will happen after? Don't you think that it needs a deeper knowledge, understanding for European movements to know how to lead a traditional country or an empire?
We are a metapolitical movement. That means the 68ers, which at least rule in Germany and France and dominate everything, even if most of the people are against them, rule because they control the media, the universities. I know that, I study political science, they control the universities. They control the schools. And we have to ask, maybe you know Gramsci. Gramsci was an Italian communist who wanted to find out in the 20 years why the communist revolution in Europe failed. And he said, you must, before you can make a revolution, you must change the spirit of the people. You must control the universities, the media. You must look that all important people have your have your opinion. Anyway, and we are a metapolitical movement and do exactly that. So what we want to do is we focus also on universities. We fight for the day when a student comes to the university and he's not traditional left, as he was in the 68ers and he is still today. I want to see the day when nearly every student is identitarian, because these students will then go into the media, into politics, and will change something. We do not believe, but not only believe in political parties, which was something you mean. In Eastern Europe you have a different situation, you know. But for example, in Austria, where I'm originally from, we have in Austria a very, very strong right-wing party, the Freedom Party. Since the 98s, this party has between 20% and 30% in every election. And nothing has changed. They are strong. They win every election. They win and win and win. They were part of the government. They were the strongest party in the government. Nothing has changed. The media is still left. Universities are still left. And the demographic situation is still terrible. We are still dying out, and the mass immigration continues. So I don't believe in parties alone. I believe in metapolitics. I will end this very short so you can ask other questions. I believe a party can only say something what the people already think and believe, because it needs elections. And you have to change the Zeitgeist, we say in German, the spirit of the people first, before it can win power of a party. We always focused on parties, and that was I believe that was a mistake. So we see ourselves also as a metapolitical movement. So we try to be in many social areas. We try to be in universities and to do what the 68ers did in the year 68. Yeah. We just want to copy them, but from the other side.
Final question.
I think one of the biggest problems with Europe is the influence of America and the mercantile influence and the corruption that's been brought around by, in its own way, not a bad thing, but the Negro influence into Europe, and I think, and are you aware of this, and do you have a proposal to counter this?
When we say we are for a European identity, that means we are against mass immigration, but it means also that we want to support, to defend our European culture against becoming part of America. So that really means that we are against doing everything. Many people hate the United States, I don't do that, but I want to see Europe as a European continent and not as vessels. Vessels is today. I don't want us to be vessels of the United States kind. So,
Right, I'll just end by giving a couple of quotes from this book that you can write back. You can stay there for a second. Stop trying to sell us, this is to the 68ers, stop trying to sell us the line that we're evil racists just because your multiracial utopia disgusts us. Another one I like here. We don't want a multicultural society where our own culture is left to burn in a melting pot. Wise words, wise words. We're enmeshed in a Marxist liberal web. The Arabs, very traditional people, have a saying: to destroy the web, destroy the spider. Now the Marxists and the liberals say that we whites are timid, lazy, weak and asleep. Well, perhaps our people are asleep. Perhaps they do need some spirits. So let's wake our race up and show our enemies that we are anything but timid, lazy, and weak. Let's wake our race up. Let's destroy the web and destroy the spider. And thank you for Marcus for helping us do that.